cut me free, I said in my most intimidating voice, and apologize for the treatment I've suffered. The Lord smiled. I'd been prepared to see a mouth full of dingy, rotting teeth. I'd been wrong about that guess as well, as he seemed to have all of his teeth, and while they weren't pristine white, they weren't rotting either. They weren't exactly straight, but for a guy living in a time before dentists, his smile wasn't half bad. "Cut you free," the Lord said. "You think I've never heard a ballad before?" "It was worth a try," I said. "Very well. I shall require a berry that has never seen the sun, 2 stones polished by a frog, and 1 leaf of nightshade. In return, I shall leave your quaint village with a blessing and go back to my people." The Lord glanced at the woman, who shrugged.
"I'll see what can be done," the Lord told me.
"Or," I said, "you could tell those 2 men looking for me that I'm here. Then you could turn me over to them."
"Ha," the Lord said. "You are very cunning. But as you aren't red-haired, nor do you have the features of a foreigner, I don't believe they want you."
"Wait, the men weren't looking for me?"
The Lord turned to the woman. "I need to attend the Earl's messengers before they find my absence strange," the man said to her. "Something is odd about them, about this entire day. Will you stay here or join me?"
"I'll stay," she said. "Take my brother, send him with word if anything else unusual happens."
Orange Cloak nodded to her and left, the younger man trailing after him.
I found his interaction with the woman curious. She wasn't bowing or scraping nearly as much as I might have assumed. Barely a milord mentioned.
The woman was still watching me. Great. Was this going to be another conversation with a wall?
"Look," I said, "can we..."
"Let's cut the lie, stranger," she interrupted. "I know what you really are."